Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Welcome to your morning show on demand podcast. Appreciate you listening. You can always text 99338. Riley, your favorite thing from today's show is what?
The announcement.
Yes, that is true. We have a major life announcement in the podcast. You hear all about that. Rose, your favorite thing from today's show was?
It's got to be the big announcement. Yes. That's my favorite thing.
I wasn't that impressed with the announcement, I'm going to be honest.
Oh, my God.
You're such a jackass. And you think you're so funny. It was fine.
I mean, the presentation was great. It was just this.
Good God.
The actual announcement didn't impress you? Okay.
So anyway, it's your morning show on demand.
Your morning show.
Happy Monday. It's John and Riley and Rose. Welcome to your morning show. You need us. We'll love to know your weekend was. 99338 number text, or you can call 877-995-4681. Got a huge show today. Got War of the Roses in an hour. Around 740, a major life announcement from somebody on the show. Their life has already changed. I'm not going to say their life isn't going to change at 740. It's already changed. We're just going to find out who and what. If you want to make a guess, we have like a little poll up on Instagram right now at YMS Radio. Yeah, Rose?
No, I was saying, okay.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that we'll find out. I'm excited.
Yes, at YMS Radio on Instagram for that. Riley, how was your weekend?
It was really good. I got a pedi, so I had a little self-care time. We took the kiddos to swim lessons. Lyric was kind of scared because he had to hold his breath under the water for 10 seconds.
Nice.
But he did it.
Good for him.
Malin, of course, as per use, his little face was unbothered.
Sure. Well,
because his RBF is unparalleled. But it was a pretty chill weekend. I got all my laundry done, which is a feat, let me tell you.
I'm sure.
Like, you notice how you always get it done, but you never fold it.
Or put it away.
Or put it away.
So,
all folded.
So
all put away. I am a champion.
Look at you.
Thanks,
go for
girl.
It. Absolutely. Rose, how about you? How was your weekend?
I had a really good weekend. I got to see my brothers a couple different times. And so when I was at my brother's house on Friday night, they gave Tormund this like toy duck, like a stuffed duck. And normally with toys, Tormund destroys them like within an hour. It just is what he does. He loves this duck so much.
That's awesome.
He carries it around with him. Like, he'll take it to bed. Literally anywhere he goes, he brings it with him. He's just holding it in his mouth, and it is the cutest thing ever. So now I'm like, okay, I need to find out where this duck came from in case anything ever happens to it.
When something happens to it, when he destroys it.
No, he already started like chewing off like the tail, and I was like, no, don't hurt your duck. Like, we just refer to him as duck.
I'm having so much fun, Ma.
It's the cutest.
I had went to Vegas for the cigar thing of the weekend.
I was so jealous.
It was pretty dope.
Oh, my God.
The whole thing, I had a flight to Atlanta first, and I thought that I was going to be stranded in Atlanta because the captain comes on. Folks have been ordered a holding pattern for 45 minutes because of weather. And I'm like, this is it. Like, I had an hour and a half like layover. I'm going to miss the flight. Then we're going to land. Then we got delayed again. So I'm texting Sauce, our friend Sauce, who lives in Atlanta. I'm like, hey, like, there's a great chance I'm stuck in Atlanta tonight. FYI. We land. We take off for Vegas. Everything's great. Get delayed landing in Vegas because it's too hot to land. Because
Are you kidding?
It's like 1:15, something like that.
What does that mean? Like the...
Because the runway stretches and squeezes. So it was like, it was like 110. So we finally landed in Vegas. It felt like a sauna the entire time. Like, it was miserably hot.
Yay,
but
that sucks.
On Friday, went and saw Diplo, and there was like, we had went to dinner, and then there's rumors that Bieber was going to show up at the Diplo show. So we go to watch Diplo. Sure shooting, that kid Justin Bieber comes out.
Dope.
I think that kid's got a chance to be a star. I really do. He did very well. And Diplo put out a funny a real video on Instagram. I guess he texted Justin saying, hey, stop by and do a set. And Justin said, I'll do one song. And the video is Diplo. But Diplo kept playing Justin songs until finally Justin goes, okay, guys, this is the last one. But he did like four or five songs. And it was dope. Like, it was dope to see. And then went to the McGregor fight on Saturday. That was an experience. I'd never been in a UFC fight before. The cool thing about it was the first fight of the night, there's this kid. His name's Chris Martino, something like that. Kid got beat up for like 14 straight minutes. Took like 300 punches to the face. And what we didn't realize until after I'm checking Twitter, this kid took the fight 11 days ago. And just like last month, he was working 80 hours a week in a paint factory. And quit his job to go full time in UFC, and like that was his first fight, and so he's gonna be like, I mean, it's something like a Rocky movie. It was really cool, and then saw McGregor fight, and that was like the weird thing. We don't know Conor McGregor broke his ankle, but it was weird.
The pictures,
Well, here's the thing: is like during the fight itself, we didn't know because like the fight, the round was basically over. There's like 5 seconds left. And then, like, you see that everybody rushes the ring, and it's like, what the hell's going on? And, like, there's no commentary inside the arena. So it's not, it's like you go to any sports game. There's no, and ladies and gentlemen, this is what's happening. It was, I turn, look at the review screen, and they show what happened, and I'm like,
You don't like that stuff either.
And the weirdest thing was, is he didn't, like, he threw a punch, and that's what made the leg break, because he must have fractured earlier.
He must have stepped on it funky.
That was wild. So
that picture makes me cringe.
You had a good weekend.
It was great. I'm glad I went. It was really cool to see.
Did you buy bathing suit shorts?
I did not, but it also didn't go to pool. There was no pool. Like, the pools were, like, they would have been, like, 90 degrees anyway.
Something you don't know. What do I say I always say that? When I say I know something you don't know, that means there's something coming. Look at your face right now.
I don't, because if you get something that's the wrong size, then who's going to be in trouble?
It wouldn't
be. Think about that. Oh, great. Riley's got three things he needs to know in a second. Everything the Washington football team's announced when they're going to give their name, which is exciting. We've been waiting for this. Like a three-year-long thing. Got that for you in a second. I forgot to mention, too, with the fight, like the celebrity sightings was kind of wild to see, because you know who the real celebrities are, because they're on the floor like by the ring, and they get security inside and out. Then you see the people who were just trying to get noticed, because they would just stand the concourse by themselves just to be like in the open. I'm like, there it is. That was the other cool part of that. Saw Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker make out. I'm like, I didn't even know they were dating.
Lord, they need to put their tongues away. I love them together.
I had no idea they were dating. Didn't know.
They're not everywhere, that's for sure.
That was cool to see. War of the Roses is about an hour from now. Here's the thing. With Leo, I guess his girlfriend's cheated in the past, and they moved on, which, you know, no judgment here. You move on. Everything's fine. But she's now accusing him of doing shady things. He almost thinks it's like she's projecting, perhaps, her guilt onto him. We'll find out if she is cheating. War of the Roses at 7:10. If you can't be here live, just search your morning show on demand wherever you get your podcast from. That way you can binge everything right there as we...
From the city that changes the world, here's Riley with three things you need to know.
You know, you got a lot going on in your life. I'll try to give you three things you need to know, get you all caught up. What you got, Riley?
So the death toll in the Surfside condominium collapse has now raised to 90, and that includes three children. A total of 217 people have now been accounted for, and 31 people are still potentially unaccounted for. This now includes the rescue crews recovered a George Washington University student in the rubble. 21-year-old Deba Berezdevin was found on Wednesday. Now, video from Sunday night shows the crew still tirelessly digging through the debris, and they have only stopped. They've been working around the clock, and the only time they stopped was for safety concerns. So, thankfully enough, they are there for the families, because a lot of families have reached out and said that they've received closure thanks to those workers. And after a well-publicized race into space with Jeff Bezos, Virgin Galactic owner Richard Branson reached the altitude of 53.5 miles into space and returned safely to the ground, making him the first millionaire to get to space. He's going to turn 71 in a week, and he said it was a complete experience of a lifetime. He did take 5 employees with him, and they were said to experience 3 to 4 minutes of weightlessness. Now, Virgin Galactic is also auctioning off 2 seats in their next trip to space. Now, Jeff Bezos is reportedly heading to space on July 20th. It's the 52nd anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing. And the Washington football team is expected to reveal their new name and logo early in 2022. So they hired a branding organization to help determine the right name for the logo, but supposedly they're going to keep the burgundy and gold colors.
Okay.
The decision included 40,000 submissions from fans, focus groups, surveys, and a digital rollout. So I'm hoping this name is good, because when the Washington football team came out, we were kind of like, okay,
It's like, yeah, a show named your morning show. You know what I mean?
Coming up next hour in three things, as the travel amps up, so do the crazies. I'll give you the details coming up.
Thank you, Riley.
You're welcome.
I do wonder, of those 40,000, how many were legit? How many were like Bodie McBoatface?
Oh, yeah.
Or like that.
What?
Like,
what? No.
Yeah, just doing like the internet doing its thing. Thank you, Riley.
You're welcome.
Very excited today, too, after the show. I'm doing the walkthrough at the Bowie Bay Sox Stadium. We're doing the first sound check for the show. The show's August 6th. We're doing the sound check today just to make sure everything's good to go. So it's going to be dope to see. To see that, because it's almost like 5 years ago we announced the first show. So it's going to be like a full circle moment. I wanted to do this next. There's this sunscreen that's kind of out of service. They stopped making it, but now it's going for absolute bank. If you have this stuff, we're talking like it's going for like $200 a bottle. Get to it next Sunday morning show. When it comes to suntan stuff, your boy, a big banana boat guy. Big big spray.
I was wondering where you were going with this.
Just so you know, just so you spray it on. There's been times in the past where I've trusted our handy producer, Eric, to help me out, and then it looks like graffiti.
Why?
Well, that's a great question. And now just the banana boat's kind of the way I go. But are you guys familiar with Saint-Tropez tan?
Yeah.
So it was it's an old, I guess it was the sunscreen gel type situation. It was 94 years old, but it stopped being made in December 2019. So Bayer, who owns it, they bought it in 2014. They stopped in 2019. Now 3 ounce tubes of their signature orange gel, which we bought for $10 at your local drugstore, are selling on eBay and Poshmark for upwards of $200.
Why?
Because you can't get any more. For 3 ounces.
I know,
for 3 ounces!
I just, no. No.
Wild.
There's like brand new beauty products that I would covet and I wouldn't spend that much money on.
Especially because if it's like 2 years, I mean, it's at least 2 years old,
yeah,
if it's discontinued.
Most beauty products will have a shelf life depending on what they are and what they're made of like 4 years, but still.
Yeah. I mean, for me personally, I just want to be safe.
Does
when it comes
still
to
smell
sun.
Good? Like,
I can't imagine. And the best is that, so there's online petitions to bring it back, like 6,000 signatures. And they interviewed somebody who did the signed petition saying they saw one online, say, for $140. But she goes on to say, but I'm willing to spend no more than $100. $100 for
that's
sunscreen.
So I'm all about protecting my skin and such, but.
I mean, that
for old ass sunscreen,
and for 3 ounces too. So if you have any, if you just happen to have a tube of it, you could be selling it for cash money. We'll get the story for you. YMSradio.com. The most trending songs right now on the show. Sweetie, Doja Cat, Best Friend. If you'd like to hear that next, you can text FRIEND to 99338. Or maybe you want to hear a little Deja Vu.
We did that too, she thinks it's special.
Olivia Rodrigo. Grab your phone, safely of course. Text Deja to 99338. Maybe you want to hear a new Kid Laroi and Bieber, Stay.
Yes.
If you can't be right, I do the same thing. I told you that I never would. Told you I changed. Even when I knew I never.
You want to hear that? The text Stay to 99338. Everything at entertainment, celebs, and more. Roses has your entertainment report next. We want to talk about.
Yeah, we have to talk about the Conor McGregor fight, what happened, and the surgery as well.
Damn.
We go 0 to 100 real quick.
Got your entertainment report in seconds. First to Cambridge we go. Not England, Cambridge, Maryland. Megan, good morning.
Good morning.
How's your Monday going so far?
It's going. It is early.
Oh, yeah.
Are we going to work or why are we up this early?
No reason.
Really? No. You just woke up naturally this early?
You're just an overachiever?
No, I'm just a non-sleeper.
Oh, yeah. I heard that. Megan, I saw you got tickets to the show in Bowie.
I did.
Oh, my
gosh.
And
I'm so excited.
Oh, we're so excited,
I know.
Too.
I'm going to be there at that one, too, and I cannot wait for this one.
It's going to be amazing. Wait, so you also got a pair for your friend and his girlfriend, so they can have a date night?
Yeah, so my best friend and his she's fiance for lack of better term.
Okay.
They have experienced a lot of hardships the past like month. They've lost family relatives.
Oh, wow.
And not to mention they're raising 2 4-year-old twin girls, so that enough.
Wow.
Woo! Oh my.
Yeah.
So perfect like kind of escape for them.
Yeah, I just want them to have a few hours of a break from life.
Oh, well.
Oh, that's so sweet. Like, that's what Marshall and I did. Our first date out of the pandemic was John's comedy tour. And honestly, like, it breaks up the monotony. And it was just like you laugh and everybody's in a good mood. There's drinks, food. It's all good times.
And it's really funny.
Yeah.
I say so myself.
I'll give you that.
I'm just saying, like, it's really good.
Your dad's going to be there with a PowerPoint. I can't imagine it's going to be
I meant more so like I've worked really hard the last 2 years to put this together.
But
my dad will be there and he's going to attempt. He's like,
Pops is funny.
He's Evel Knievel. He's going to attempt, and if he lands it, great. If he doesn't, it's still about the attempt.
So
Megan,
excited.
I can't wait to see you. Can I put you on hold and get you a coffee?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Hold on 1 second. Thank you. We start in Arlington this weekend on Saturday. There's 2 shows. The second show has got a couple pairs left. Thanks to Polar Seltzer, who is the overall sponsor of the tour, but you can still buy tickets. InternJohnComedy.com. My dad's got like 2 weeks to get together, so we'll see how that goes.
I can't wait.
Yes. Everything celebs, TV, sports. Rose has your entertainment report. What you got for us?
Yeah. So Camila Cabello posted a teaser on her Instagram story that has fans freaking out, at least over the weekend. So in a shot of herself winking at the camera, there was a caption, "Something's coming." Now we know that her new movie, the Cinderella movie, is coming out in September, but fans are speculating maybe this means new music, because why would she say something's coming when it, like, in reference to something that we already know is coming? So I will keep you updated on that. Scooter Braun has reportedly separated from his wife, according to the New York Post. Scooter and his wife of 7 years are taking a break. Although divorce isn't in their imminent plans, they're still living together, I guess. And insiders say that those close to them have known about the separation for over a month. I mean, just last week, Scooter was celebrating their 7-year anniversary on his Instagram. I do find it interesting that they're separated or they're taking a break, but they're still living together. Like, I feel like that could make it a little more complicated, but they have 3 kids together, so also there's that aspect too. And Conor McGregor lost in the first round of UFC 264 against Dustin Poirier because of a gruesome injury.
Yeah,
I watch the slow-mo, the replay. Every time, my whole body just goes, ugh, like it just cringes. So he broke his ankle, and it wasn't anything necessarily that like specifically happened in the fight. It looks like he was just taking a step and his ankle got stuck and just snapped. So he underwent a 3-hour surgery. He tweeted that he's feeling tremendous after the surgery. Doctors are confident that he'll make a full recovery. There's also talk about him wanting to already go against Dustin again. So we'll keep you updated on that. By the way, did you see Jake Paul dropped like $100,000 on a chain of Conor McGregor knocked out cold from the fight back in January? Yeah, so there's that too. Jake Paul just all the time.
Yeah, I saw Logan walk. I saw Logan in the arena. Jake was there.
Yeah?
He must have snuck his ass in because he was like front row.
I'm sure.
But Logan was like escorted into like the floor. So I'm like, perhaps one day we'll see Jake and Conor go. Yeah.
We'll see. If you're looking for something to watch, The Bachelorette's on ABC. Hell's Kitchen is on Fox. Below Deck Mediterranean on Bravo. The Home Run Derby is tonight at 8 on ESPN. You also get Virgin Rivers, #1 on Netflix. Manifest, Sex Life are all trending. And then Black Widow is still huge. It's on Disney Plus. If you're not going to the theaters, it's that premiere access. So a little extra money.
Thanks, Rose.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Everything entertainment, go to YMSradio.com podcast as well. Saw something you thought, shout out, talking about my weekend in Vegas. It was cool seeing the fight. It was cool seeing the celebs. Seeing the Biebs kind of make a surprise appearance as well. YMSradio.com. About an hour from right now, somebody on the show has a life-changing announcement. So you got to make sure you're here for that live. If you missed it, it'll be in the podcast later today. Search your morning show on demand wherever you get your podcasts. We'll do more on Madness in a second on your morning show. First, your most trending song, Sweetie and Doja Cat. When you think of life-changing announcements, could be anything. Maybe somebody stayed at a Holiday Inn last night and just like didn't realize how life-changing the continental breakfast could be.
Oh, that's
even
true.
Though
that's
most
true.
Times I stay at a hotel personally, they're like, hey, breakfast this time. Like, I'm going to be gone by then anyway. So yeah. I missed it. Maybe somebody saved money on their car insurance. Maybe somebody found a new show to watch. Life changing announcement for somebody on this show. 7:40 this morning, about 30 minutes from now, too, got War of the Roses with Leo. So I guess he's been with his girlfriend 5 years. Beginning of the relationship, she cheated on him. They apparently had moved on, though. They reconciled, which, hey, no judgment here. Do what you got to do. But more recently, the last couple months, she's been like kind of projecting, if you will, that he has done something suspicious and he's cheating. That's why he kind of thinks something's up. We'll find out about 7:10. If you can't be here live, podcast will be up after the show. The Search Your Morning Show on demand. And if you're in the Bowie area, can you text me a good spot to get lunch? Because after the show, I'm going to the Bay Sox Stadium to do like the sound check for the tour show. So if you just text 99338 like the Bowie Crofton area, like best lunch spot, that'd be great. More madness next in the show. We get the biggest morons from over the weekend. There's no death, no hurting of animals is allowed. And these kind of stories, like, they make you feel good about yourself, especially if like you just don't feel like you know what the hell you're doing in life. You know what I mean? Nobody does. But at least you're not these people. Riley, your story's going to involve what?
Criminal activity over eyelashes.
Do you know mine are real?
I hate you for that.
You know,
they are.
They're like so perfect. It annoys the crap out of me.
Yeah, my grandma used to always say, God wasted eyelashes on a boy. So, also, it's the oddest compliment to get when somebody goes like, you have really nice eyelashes. I don't really know it to like.
That means they were, oh my God, yet another one that you missed. We could go hours with this.
That's not a pickup.
Yes, it is.
Could be.
Ay, Dios mío. Okay.
Is that real? I thought it was more so.
That means they're looking right into your eyes and they're looking close enough to notice the fact that your eyelashes are a couple centimeters or millimeters or whatever meters longer than the next guy.
Damn.
What's the matter with you?
Damn.
Okay.
You should respond by saying, thanks, I grew myself.
That's what I usually say. I have my whole life. So this is, all right, well, Rose, your moron story involves what?
A man making a false claim to 911.
Mine involves doing this when a cop pulls you over the knee in the Heimlich maneuver. More on madness is next on your morning show. In less than 10 minutes, somebody listening right now, could be you, could be the person next to you, is going to win $1,000 cash money. We want it to be you, though. It would just suck if somebody you know won $1,000 from texting in the keyword, and you didn't, all because he didn't text it in. So you give it a keyword in like 10 minutes, he texts it in, you're entered. All you got to do, your chance at $1,000 cash money from your morning show. So do more on madness. These are the biggest morons from over the weekend. There's no death. There's no hurting of animals. These stories make you feel like you have your life more together. Like, as much as you think you're a mess, at least you're not these kind folks. Riley, your story, please.
So when you think of a bust by U.S. Customs and Border Protection, you think maybe drugs, you think maybe weapons.
Yes.
No. This recent one at New Orleans International Airport was 3,000 pairs of false eyelashes. Apparently, the lashes weren't approved by the FDA, and they weren't labeled with any kind of distributor or manufacturer, which is good. You think, oh, who cares? But if they're faulty eyelashes and you put it on your lid and it messes it up, that could be a bad thing. So appreciate you, but I don't. I just thought that was funny.
My dad used to always, when we go to Canada, my dad would like be, don't do anything bad during customs. Like, I think the fact that we're acting shady makes it seem like we're doing something
right,
shady.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, like, we have nothing
that's
to hide.
So
yeah, I mean, it's like, you'd be like, don't say a word. I'm like, well, I think that's going to, we're all stressed
out. Yeah, that's not going to bring attention.
Yeah. Anyway, can't wait for him to hear that in the podcast later. Rose, what you got for your story?
Oh, gosh. An Ohio man was driving despite having a suspended driver's license and a vehicle with expired plates. And obviously, cops took notice of that and decided to pull him over. He decided, you know what? I'm going to distract the cops by calling 911 to falsely report a shooting a few blocks away. Now, instead, a police dispatcher was able to ping the caller of the 911 call back to the driver. And they were able to figure that out real quick. They arrested him for making false claims.
Yeah, that's not the smartest. No. My story also from Ohio. A guy was pulled over recently. The police showed the dash cam video on Facebook, which I think is the greatest thing ever when police get involved with Facebook stuff. So I guess the guy, the officer went to the car. Noticed the dude was choking. Dude had a bag of weed. He freaked out when he got pulled over, decided to swallow the bag of weed and choked on it. The officer had to do the Heimlich maneuver, which luckily saved his life. Mm. But I can't imagine at that point for the guy, like, you can't be like, hey, how'd that get there?
Yeah,
like how did I accidentally ingest that? He's been arrested. He is fine. It's more on madness on your morning show. Got your $1,000 keyword in minutes. Hang on. minutes or more of the Roses on your morning show. Riley's got the three things you need to know next, including this flight over the weekend where somebody had to be duct taped to their seat. Just glad it wasn't me. It's your morning show. Let's do this quick.
From the city that changes the world, here's Riley with three things you need to know.
You're busy, got a lot going on this weekend. We'll check EP up to date. Three things you need to know. Riley's got it. What you got for us?
So the Biden administration has canceled an additional $55.6 million in student debt as of Friday. So that brings the total amount canceled by his administration to $1.5 billion. The Secretary of Education said today's announcement continues the U.S. Department of Education's commitment to standing up for students who have colleges who've taken advantage of them. And as travel amps up, crazy passenger stories do as well. So American Airlines flight 1744 from Dallas to Charlotte was delayed for 3 hours, and then an hour into a flight, a woman started saying she needed to get off the plane, started banging on the exit doors, screaming at everyone. So it took 5 attendants to subdue her. They had to duct tape her to her seat. They added a piece to her mouth. The woman was taken to a local hospital after the plane landed for evaluation. Can you imagine how scary that would be?
I'd be annoyed, yeah.
Yay. So Manassas officials wanted to let the good times roll, and Old Town's alcohol laws could be more liberal in the next coming weeks. So a request to allow public drinking every weekend will go to the city council today for a vote. So if approved by the council, the city's request will then go to Virginia Alcoholic Beverage Control Authority. A lot of channels to make this happen. So this would grant permits for public drinking every Friday and Sunday. Hey. So previously, Manassas was only allowed to do special event permits for 12 events per year. That's a pretty big deal for the city. Mm-hmm. Coming up next hour in three things, Amazon just got clearance to monitor your sleep patterns. Details coming up.
Thank you, Riley.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah, War of the Roses next. They've been dating for like 5 years. She cheated on him in the beginning of the relationship. Now she's kind of accusing him of doing it now. Is he, though? It's War of the Roses in the morning
30
show.
30 minutes from right now, somebody on the show has a major, major, major life announcement.
You can make your guess on our Instagram at YMS Radio. Right now, though, let's catch some cheaters.
Roses are red. Violets are blue. When we call your man, he'd better choose you.
So, Leo, I guess the reason we're doing War of the Roses is there's been cheating before in your relationship, correct?
Yeah, you know, back in like year one, I've been with Amanda. We're engaged like 5 years. And honestly, you know, after we got over the first time she cheated, everything's been pretty good. But so, recently, she's acting weird.
Well, let's pause for a second. So engaged 5 years or engaged but been together 5 years?
We've been together 5 years, and then we've been engaged within the last year. So, you know, COVID kind of has brought us closer together.
Sure. And where did we meet? Like dating app, in person, or?
Yeah, we actually met from like mutual friend.
Okay.
So that's why it kind of sucked more, you know, when she cheated like year one. But, you know, I don't know. I guess everybody can make a mistake. So I kind of got over it. But recently she's been acting weird. And so that's why I'm calling.
Well, and let's go back in further. So you said she cheated year one. Was it a serial thing? Like it was more once, or was it like a one time drunk mistake, or what was the circumstance?
She said it was a mistake and it only happened once. It was somebody she was just hanging out with, and then it went too far one day. Who really knows? I mean, you know, but I mean, there was definitely communication between her and this guy, Mike, and I broke off, you know, our relationship because of it. But then she, you know, kind of kept asking me for a second chance, and I do care about her, and sure. And everything's been fine up until recently.
And so, just to build a timeline, though, so year one, we break up, we get back together. Those next 4 years are fine, but in the past couple months, what's been happening?
Yeah, now that everything is kind of back to normal and everything with our lives, I mean, you know, we'll both take off to, you know, our jobs and stuff. And, you know, at night, you know, I'll notice she's like checking my phone. And I'm like, what are you doing? And she's like, well, I just want to see what you're doing. And I'm like, just ask me.
It's like, yeah.
It's pretty simple. You know, there's not much, you know, to really know or see or whatever. Or, you know, one night, you know, after work, you know, me and my coworkers being glad to be back around each other, just, you know, I had a few too many drinks. I Ubered home, and then it was a whole like third degree. What was I doing? Who was I with? And, you know, when you're buzzed, it's extra hard to answer. But I was like, where is this coming from? You know, so some of it seems like I hope she's not like projecting her own guilt on me, like, but her behavior isn't what it normally is, and I want to figure out what's going on.
Well, and I want to point out one thing in your email that caught us by surprise is that she has said something on the lines to you of, since you were cheated on, you'd have no problem, quote, getting back at her.
Yeah. I mean, she's like, you know, how do I know that you wouldn't do this to finally get revenge on me?
Oh,
and like,
Lord.
To me, it's like nuts. It's but, like a which, bad
yeah, like
movie.
Revenge 4 years later seems a bit a off, too. Like, so, yeah.
What's happening there? Like,
Leo, so let me do, instead of calling and offering your flowers, because I don't know that, I've never sent flowers in my life. So let's, let me call and offer like a couples massage, because if it's a couples massage, it should be you, no doubt. And then we'll kind of go from there, okay?
All right, cool.
It's War of the Roses on your morning show.
Hey, you know.
Hey, Leo, let me recap this. War of the Roses, you and Amanda have been together 5 years. There has been infidelity in the past. She cheated year one of the relationship. You guys broke up, got back together. But since then, you've been, you know, kosher the whole way. But the last couple months, she's been projecting, if you will, guilt on you, going through your phone, asking where you've been. And she dropped the line, too, that because you've been cheated on, you might try to, quote, get back at her. That's kind of like the short version, right?
Exactly. It's been like a roller coaster recently. I went from being the best ever to like being crazy recently. So, yeah.
I give you props. Like, I mean, it's a very, I mean, getting cheated on would suck. I think it's a very adult thing to be able to move on. But to say, like, all of a sudden now, after 4 years, you'd want to get revenge to me seems odd. So I'm going to call her. We'll offer her a couples massage. If he sends it to you, I'll put her on hold and we'll figure out what you want to do. If she goes somewhere else, we'll figure that out too. Okay.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second.
Hello.
Hi, calling for Amanda, please.
Yeah, this is Amanda.
Hey, Amanda, my name is Jaden, calling from YMS Apothecary. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Am I catching a bad time? You sound a little bit like you're are you working out or something, or?
No.
Okay.
What do you need?
Okay. Yeah. I'll get right to it. So we are, we are a local health and wellness shop in your area, and we offer a hot stone massage and couples massage and aromatherapies. And we've done some Facebook mining and some Facebook research. Saw you checked in some businesses in the area that are similar to ours. So what I'm calling to offer you today is a nice, relaxing couples massage for two here at YMS Apothecary, and in hopes that one day you and your whoever special in your life we'll come back and use our services.
No, I'm okay. I'm not a big massage person.
But listen, it's free. It's 100% free. And if I'm being completely honest, you know, we're a mom pop shop. We've been hands on in that sense, no pun intended, since day one. And we've struggled this past year with COVID and you know, big business kind of taking over. So this just be a great help to small business. And for me, I'm trying to prove to my parents that I can one day they can hand me the keys and I could run this thing. So it's of no cost to you, and maybe even if it's just you sit in the room and the person of your love that has your love gets one as well, it's something like that, it would just be a great help. I really think they would enjoy it too.
Okay, I mean, I get that. It's totally free. You're not going to like ask for my credit card number?
No. 100% free. And the idea is that next time you feel stress or anxiety or just want to have a sweet release, you come to us and we give you whatever you need. So it's kind of like a BOGO. But there's no money taken. Now, if you feel the need to tip afterwards with cash, we'd gladly accept that. But otherwise, no.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Perfect. Sure. Thank you so much. Okay. So let me pull up my screen. So what we do is we like to send like invites in the U.S. Postal Service mail. And it is like we do like romantic. So it's like, you know, essential massage oils and that kind of thing just to say, hey, like, this person's thinking of you. So who would you like to get the massage with? Who's your plus one?
Michael,
okay. And then in my drop-down box that I have here, Michael is boyfriend, fiancé, husband, brother, father. I guess those last two wouldn't necessarily work for romantic, but it's in the drop-down.
I guess an old friend.
Old friend?
An option there, yeah.
Like an old flame, perhaps? Or, because this is romantic.
Kind of, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You could say that.
I don't mean to deprive, but is this a guy who got out of the friend zone? Because if that's true, My props.
Yeah, he's out of the friend zone.
Oh,
yeah,
that's good. He's a truly inspiration for guys like me who would have nothing but. Okay, so to Michael, what would you like the card to say?
Let's give this another shot.
I mean, you're really doing this again? You're freaking cheating again? What the hell is wrong with you?
Wait. What is going on?
Okay, Amanda, let me just pause. Amanda, my name is John. Riley is here. Rose
Hello.
Is here as well. Morning show. That is your boyfriend of 5 years. Fiance, Leo. Leo had been a little suspect that you might be cheating again, and so he asked us to do War of the Roses. So, Michael and Leo, did I miss? Did you mention Michael's name as in the beginning of this, as like being the?
Yeah.
So that's the same guy.
I knew the guy whose name was Mike. I mean, so I can't believe, you know, not only is she a cheater, but she's going back to the same douchebag from before. Like this is that's it. This is it.
Look,
I'm over this.
Because I know you're cheating. Like, why does it even matter if I'm cheating? You're cheating.
Wait, Amanda. How do you know Leo's cheating?
Because he's being super straight. He's like going out, drinking after work. He's like getting all defensive when I look at his phone.
But
he's totally cheating.
Amanda, let me ask you this, Amanda. So you guys got engaged in the last year to a guy you think is cheating on you.
No, I didn't think he was cheating on me then, and I just reconnected with Michael because I positive Leo.
You have no proof that Leo is cheating. You just assume that he's cheating, and then your first reaction was to cheat.
Well, maybe we should just have like an open relationship if we're just going to be like sleeping with other people.
Then why get engaged?
Because at the time, I didn't think he would ever cheat on me, but I'm realizing that, like, he must have.
Amanda, like, the irony is you cheated first, and the fact that you went back to the guy you cheated with to begin with. But, like, I also think it's a bit odd that, like, if Michael saw you cheated on with 5 years ago, your first reaction when something seems off is to go back to that guy, meaning, like, you and Michael never, like, called it off, probably.
Oh, good point.
That's not true. That is not true. I absolutely have not seen him. I ran into him a couple weeks ago.
Where?
Like,
where do you guys run into each other? Because I haven't run into somebody. When's the last time anybody's run into somebody? Like, just randomly?
No, I really did. I was out to brunch with Kristen, and I ended up one of my friends, and we just ran into him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. We really did. I haven't seen him, and the only reason I started talking to him is because I know Leo's cheating.
Okay, so,
why bother trying to be
messy?
Yeah, so Amanda, so this, you know, heavens opened, Michael is there, and you thought, you want to know what? I bet you at that moment Leo's cheating. I better get some brunch with Michael.
I mean, it didn't seem like a bad idea. It seemed like tit for tat, you know?
Tit for tat?
It's not tit for tat if we don't approve. All right, Leo, do we have everything we need here?
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad I found out now before we actually got married because this is over. I mean, you know, whatever. Or cheat on me once.
No, I think we need to talk about this more.
No, go enjoy Michael. Good luck with that.
Oh, shut up. You enjoy whatever little skank you're with.
Oh, my.
War of the Roses is pre-taped and possibly edited for broadcast with permission granted from all participants.
Want more roses? Go to ymsradio.com.
This is one of those roses where we go, what the hell just happened? If you have a thought or maybe you missed something, 877-995-4681 to call or texting 99338. Call you back from a Maryland number. To Bethesda we go. Amelia, good morning.
Good morning.
You just heard War of the Roses. What do you want to say?
I just think it's the most trifling thing on the planet to cheat on your boyfriend because he's cheating on you.
Or because you think he's cheating. Yeah, even if he was cheating, it doesn't make sense to, like, gather a relationship. Do you know what I mean? Like, why? That doesn't, like, cancel out. Why be miserable? I think I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Amelia, thank you for calling. Have a great day.
You too.
Everything you need, TV, movies, celebs. Rose has your entertainment report next. What are we going to talk about?
Yeah, Drake gives an update on Certified Lover Boy.
Plus, a major life announcement from somebody on the show. Hang on.
What's poppin'?
Who you?
Brand new whip, just hopped in.
You looking for a date night? Might I suggest night comedy?
Yes.
This weekend, the What's Next Tour kicks back off, Arlington Draft House. Some tickets left for the 9:30 show. Thanks to Polar Seltzer being the official sponsor. You can get tickets, you can donate to the Fisher House, or you can get merch, internjohncomedy.com. I think we're doing the meet and greet for the first show before the show. So when you get there, we'll take the photos because there's two shows. So it's going to be very, very dope this Saturday in Arlington. We got everything you need on entertainment, Hollywood, TV, all that good stuff. And then a major, major show announcement. First, Rose has the entertainment report. What you got?
Yeah, so Lamar Odom called Khloe Kardashian a hottie after she posted a bikini photo on Instagram. And Tristan Thompson responded with what sounded like a threat. So even though Tristan and Khloe aren't together at the moment, I guess this comment like set Tristan off. He replied, quote, God brought you back the first time. Play if you want. Different results.
Dun, dun, dun.
And I was like, ooh. Lamar removed his comment, or at least somebody removed the comment. So I'm like, both of you cheated on Khloe. Mm-hmm. Like, neither of you deserve her.
Mm-hmm.
Billie Eilish released her song and music video for NDA, and it has her in the middle of a road as, like, a bunch of cars are racing past her in different directions. She shared a behind-the-scenes clip of it. And she said, I hope you liked it, because her mom and team were losing their minds, like freaking out, so scared. And I guess she got like a bruise on one of her knees as a result. She's fine, but like still such a scary, scary video. So Drake promised fans that they would be getting his sixth album, Certified Lover Boy, by the end of January. A knee surgery forced that back. And then since then, kind of like tiptoeing around like a release date. We know that it's supposed to come out by summer's end. And as of now, it seems like he's going to make good on that promise, because he said that the album is done. It just has to be mixed. So hopefully that means we get it soon, because summer's end, I feel like it's sneaking up on us real quick. And this is, it might be a little spoiler alert for tonight. Katie Thurston is challenging her Bachelorette contestants to refrain from selfie time, if you will.
Oh.
She said that she wants to, quote, make it a little hard for them. Make it very hard for them.
To be devil's advocate, could you imagine if The Bachelor said that?
I know.
Could you imagine what would happen? They would burn that thing
like
down.
I feel like with Katie, she's not just doing it just to do it. Like, I feel like there's something behind this. I don't know what it is, if she's trying to dig deeper with that. I don't know what it is. I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt, but absolutely, if this were The Bachelor, they would burn it down. So The Bachelorette is on ABC tonight. Hell's Kitchen is on Fox. Below Deck Mediterranean's on Bravo. You get the Home Run Derby tonight at 8 on ESPN. And then on Netflix, Virgin River is number one right now. Manifest and Sex Life are trending. And then Black Widow is huge on Disney Plus.
Thanks, Rose.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Everything you need, entertainment, go to ymsradio.com. Podcasts up as well. Sauce, I have a new thought shower. I was at the McGregor fight over the weekend, and it was wild being there in person.
Crazy.
Yeah, because, if you don't know, he broke his ankle. And when you're watching the fight in person, there's no commentary. So we're watching, and we see the round's like almost over, and it stops. And it wasn't until they showed the replay that you saw the ankle break. And it didn't break from like a kick. It was like he threw a punch, and that's what did it. So it was very like
stepped wrong.
It was graphic.
Yeah. So you can check the podcast out, ymsradio.com. A major announcement. Somebody's life on this show is going to change forever. Now, I could tell you right now, but I know you want to hear Doja Cat and SZA first. I know you do. You Here it is. Kiss Me More on your morning show. By the way, we're going to do a Monday version of John's Little Secrets in like 30 minutes in the morning show. So if you have a secret, something deep, you just want to get off your chest, confess, you text 99338, call you back, put you under, change your name, change your voice. Nobody's going to know it's you. Do that around 8:15 on your morning show. My name is Sean. You got Riley here. Rose is here. Got Eric's over there.
Hola.
Hoodie is here. Woo. Somebody on the show has a major life announcement that they're going to share with everybody. Now,
oh my gosh,
could just tell you or could drag this out. So here's
it's John, so
or is it
actually? It's me, John. I want to finally tell you that I love you.
Oh,
and
god,
it's been a lot of fun working with you, sir.
Yes. Okay,
I admit.
Oh, you're leaving, son of a no, Eric, please don't.
Here we go. That was unexpected.
Hoodie, do you have a giant life announcement?
I do not.
Okay, very climatic, very anticlimactic.
Wow.
Eric, do you have a major life announcement?
No, not yet.
No.
One day. One day, though, I think you'll do something.
I'm going to get a pedicure today. That's my big announcement.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Riley, do you have a major life announcement?
No, I think I'm good with those for the year.
Now, here's the thing. So that leaves me, John, and then Rose.
Uh-huh.
I know you probably want to hear what the announcement is, but I have it on good authority you want to hear Dua Lipa music first. So before I get to this life-changing news, I'm going to play. I'm going to give the people what they want, and we're going to play more music. And then, because it's already happened, so it's not like it's the life-changing after this. Somebody in the show is major. Beauty is Eric was accusing me of potential announcements I have during that last song. As if I would hide something from you, Eric.
Yeah,
Bobby,
okay. Who would be the first one to know?
Wouldn't be me.
Probably
be Hoodie. Sauce.
Yeah.
One of
Hoodie
me.
Or Sauce.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
I feel like you like to tell him more secrets nowadays than me.
Yeah.
Aww, if I tell you a secret, you tell everybody.
That is true.
But anyway, here we go.
You do.
Somebody on this show has a major life announcement, and I could play a song, but I'm going to do this first. Now, is it Riley? It's not Riley.
No.
It's not Hoodie. It's not Eric, which means it's either I, John, or Rose. Somebody asked me if I have a life announcement.
John, do you have a life announcement? Oh my God, do you?
Do not have a life announcement. Okay. Which means, Rose?
No.
Rose, you have an announcement?
Yeah, I have a pretty big announcement. So I feel like most people know that Clint and I got married in October. We had a miscarriage in January, which was like the hardest thing we've ever had to go through. And now I am so excited to say that we are expecting our rainbow baby in December. I've been keeping it a secret for a while. We are 16 weeks and a couple days, and we had a doctor's appointment on Friday to find out if we're having a boy or girl.
Uh-huh. Before we get to that, Rose, can I ask, 16 yes. weeks, for those of us who have no idea what that means in baby terms,
we're like in the fourth month, I think.
Okay, got you.
The first trimester, right?
20 weeks. No, we're in the second trimester. 20 okay. weeks is the halfway mark, so we're like yes. almost to the halfway mark.
Eric, okay. You've been through this.
I thought the first trimester was 16 weeks.
Anyway, besides the point.
No, I
guess that you were having a boy. Riley, your guess was?
I said girl.
Hoodie, your guess?
I said girl.
Eric. I gotta say boy.
Okay. Rose, you and Clinton are having a?
Baby girl.
Oh!
Christmas Eve is our expected due date.
Oh, so,
so it's going to be a very exciting Christmas. It's a very exciting year, and we're just thrilled.
Oh, does Clint know?
He does. I think he's still in a little bit of shock that we're having a girl, but he is over the moon excited, and I already know that he's going to be wrapped around her finger. So we are just so excited, and I just want to say thank you to everybody who's been there for me through this entire process, and to the women and men who are struggling, I see you and I am praying for you every day, and I appreciated your prayers so much.
Oh, Rose, we're so happy. I think it's great too that because you were a summer baby and never got to, you know, experience like birthdays in schools,
yes.
you're making sure your
uh-huh.
daughter's gonna have the same complex by making her birthday.
You know what? It's only fair.
Oh, I'm so excited. How'd you tell Clint?
I ran out of the bathroom and told him. It was very anticlimactic. He was like, are you sure you're not pregnant? And I was like, let me just go take a test. So I took a test and I ran out so fast. Because here's the thing, like a few days prior, I was like, let me just take a test. And I was like, is that a line? Isn't a line? I can't tell. I don't think there's a line there. And I went back and looked at that test, and it was the faintest of faint lines mm-hmm. that I just didn't recognize. And yeah, so we are very excited. Tormin is going to be an amazing big brother.
Yes.
And we're very excited.
We can't wait to meet her, Rose. Congratulations to you. Yeah.
Thank
Clint.
You this so is, much, guys.
Yeah. Now we get to have two rainbow babies on the show, which is, we just keep growing kids. And
now
Max is the ringleader of the babies. Think about that.
Is he?
Yes, Eric.
He is. Well, all right, Max.
Lyric would be the ringleader.
Lyric is seven.
Lyric is
no, but Max is born on the show, though. It's like
That's
Max
true.
Is the ringleader of the born kids
That's
on the
true.
Show.
Okay, fine. Yeah.
Let's not create competition. Already.
I get to be a Funkle again, which is very exciting. We love you, Rose. We're so happy for you guys, too, and can't wait to welcome baby Rose. You can wish them luck on Instagram as well, at Radio Rose, and our only YMS this week is also Rose. You can see all the photos from that. And Rose,
I have an ultrasound picture up there, too, on only YMS, if you want to see that.
Can I say this, Rose? I know there's nothing more that your baby would want right now than for me to play Flo Rida and Low on the show.
Yeah!
Like, we can agree with
that. That's exactly what she wants to hear.
So hear it for Baby Rose. Flo Rida and Low on your morning show.
Perfect.
Let me talk to you. All the texts coming in. Congrats to Rose and Clint. Baby Rose. So I say Baby Rosebud.
Thank you.
I think Rosebud's a fantastic Baby Rosebud. Let me say to Harper's Ferry,
perfect,
we go. Don, good morning.
Good morning.
So what do you want to say, Rose?
Congratulations. That's so exciting. I was hoping that was going to be the announcement this morning.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
And you're due in December as well, Don?
Yeah, I'm due the 23rd.
Oh my gosh. Do we know what we're having?
We're right next to each other.
I know. Yeah, it's going to be a boy, even the family out.
Congratulations. Yes. Don, thank you so much for listening. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye. To Towson we go. Brooke, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, are you at work right now? Is that her whispering?
Yeah, sorry.
It's fine. What do you want to say to Rose?
I'm literally crying. Happy tears. I'm so excited.
Oh, we are too.
Oh, thank you so much.
Babies, more babies.
Listen, I'm right there with you.
I totally get it. I literally tried for a year, and then finally had mine, so I totally get it.
Oh, I want to hug you so hard right now.
Also,
I'm so sorry. I just love you guys so much.
No, Brooke,
we love you too.
Brooke, I love you too. But you can't be whispering on the phone and crying at work because it's going to see me gotten the worst news ever.
It literally doesn't work. Like, I am praying no one walks in right now.
Yeah, because they're going to think you just heard the worst news of all time. Do you know what I mean? But it's happy.
I know.
John.
I'm a very emotional person. Like, this is awful.
No, it's Brooke. Aww. It means a lot. Thank you so much for listening. Can I put you in a hole and get you a coffee?
Oh, of course. Thank you.
Hold on one second. Now, that is to St. Pete, so Florida, sweet, we go. Holly, good morning. Man.
Good morning.
What do you want to say to Rose?
I just want to say congratulations. I am so happy. When I saw that yesterday, that's what I was hoping it was going to be.
Oh, Holly, thank you
so much.
Thank you for listening to St. Pete, too.
Well, technically Seminole from where Riley is.
Oh, you are? You're from Seminole? Yeah, go Warhawks.
Yep, Seminole High.
Hey. Well, Holly, thank you for listening. We appreciate you. Have a great day.
Hey, when are you coming to Tampa?
Okay, so
it's a good question. Holly. It's a fair question.
You've been teasing it.
Yeah, here's the thing, Holly. I just signed the paperwork was just signed literally over the weekend. I'm not supposed to announce it officially yet, but I can tell you it's the first week in November. And
perfect.
So I think it's going to be announced this week, but it's in St. Pete at the same place it's always been. So that's all I can say. But it'll be first week in November we're bringing the tour to Tampa officially.
Sounds good.
I better see you there, Holly.
Oh, of course.
Thank you for listening. Have a great day.
My man.
Sharon, good morning.
Man.
Good morning.
You heard our big news today. What'd you want to say?
Yes, I just wanted to say congrats to Rose. Yesterday when I saw it on Facebook, I hoped and prayed that that was it and was sending positive vibes. So good luck. I'm about to go change a one-year-old diaper.
Oh, girl.
So I can't wait for you to be in the same position.
It's going to be.
I can't wait either. Honestly, bring it on. We're ready.
It's fun. It's taxing, but it is a great, amazing job.
Yes,
and in the end, seeing them grow is just the best thing ever.
Oh.
Sharon, thank you so much for calling. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye. If you missed it, Rose announced officially pregnant. I think, for Riley's pregnancy, Eric and I delivered a watermelon in the studio. I think we had
Are we doing that again?
Well, we can try.
I think we have to.
Hoodie said he wants
Maybe
to get involved,
Maybe it'll go better
too.
This time around.
You can wish Rose and Clint congratulations on her Instagram at Radio Rose. Riley's got the three things need to know next. Amazon about to track this, and then John's little secret on your morning show. Hello, somebody text 99338. Riley's going to deliver the watermelon baby, too. We can. You or welcome to try, Riley. Ooh, you might have to make sure your nails aren't.
Yeah,
we're gonna have to make sure the nails are definitely something that day.
Because it's we lather that sumbitch with.
I still have the camera.
Who am I delivering? You or Eric?
Or Hoodie? One of us. I don't know.
Yeah, I'll take Hoodie.
We have
Hoodie,
practice
Hoodie,
all over the place.
We can do Hoodie. Well, I don't want to deliver Eric.
Perhaps we'll do that a little bit closer to the time. Let's do this right now.
From the city that changes the world, here's Riley with three things you need to know.
A lot of things going on the world. Try to keep you informed. Three things you need to know. Riley, what you got?
Okay, so after a well-publicized race into space, Jeff Bezos, Virgin Galactica owner, actually lost to Virgin Galactica owner Richard Branson because he reached an altitude of 53.5 miles and returned safely to the ground, so that made him the first millionaire to get into space. So Branson's going to turn 71 in a week, and he said it was a complete experience of a lifetime. He was able to take with him five employees, and they were said to experience 3 to 4 minutes of weightlessness. But Bezos is reportedly heading to space on July 20th, and he's kind of trying to do a one-up because he's doing it on the 52nd anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing.
Oh.
And this freaks me out. On Friday, the Federal Communications gave Amazon clearance to use radar sensor technology to monitor your sleep.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, so apparently they can detect motion in three dimensions to enable, quote, contactless sleep tracing functionalities. Now, Amazon says the radar sensors will allow people to recognize potential sleep issues, but they're doing it without you knowing. I mean, they're saying the technology won't be in a mobile device, and they're not really saying much past that. I don't want Amazon monitoring my sleep.
Hell no.
No, thank you. So the Washington football team is expected to reveal their new team logo and name in early 22. So they hired a branding organization to help determine the right name and logo. And supposedly they're keeping the burgundy and gold colors. But the discussion included 40,000 submissions from fans, focus groups, surveys, and a digital rollout. So I'm excited to see what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up next hour in three things, that BOGO offer that Chipotle did ended in a disaster. I'll tell you why coming up.
That sounds so good, though.
It is.
Thank you, Riley.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So usually on Fridays we do John's Little Secret, where it's like if you have something that's been bothering you or something you just want to share, maybe it's a pregnancy announcement, like Rose knew for a minute. And like
yeah.
It's like it feels so good just to get out there in the world. And like, or if it's something darker. We had a woman call a couple Fridays ago who her best friend had just told her she was cheating on her boyfriend. And she's like, I don't want to carry that guilt. Like, why do I have to be involved? Yeah. So she called us. You call 877-995-4681 or you text 99338. We call you back from a Maryland number. We change your name, change your voice. Nobody's going to know it's you. But you get that nice, like, relief of, like, not having that monkey on your shoulder. John's Little Secrets are next on your morning show. First, Ed Sheeran and Bad Habits. The reason we do John's Little Secret on your morning show is because, you know, when you have that secret, after a while, it just starts to bug you and gets on your nerves and adds more stress to your life. So you just tell us. Nobody knows. That way it's off your conscience. 877-995-4681 can change your name, change your voice, or you can text 99338, call you back from a Maryland number. This is a tough one. Fake name Kelly, good morning.
Hmm.
So your secret for intern John's Little Secret is what?
Well, I've been with my current boyfriend for 2 years,
mm-hmm.
but the other day, my ex hit me up on Instagram, and he's kind of the one that got away.
Oh, boy. Okay, so current boyfriend 2 years, and then you and ex have been broken up for about how long?
For just a little bit over 2 years, because we broke up before we went to different places for college.
Okay. Oh, man, so it wasn't even like a breakup because of like something happened.
Yeah.
It was like distance.
Yeah, nobody cheated. Nobody did anything wrong. It was just kind of like, our lives are going in different directions. I guess we should break up.
So, and I mean, obviously, we're all about being, you know, faithful and everything like that. But I'm assuming, like, you must have had that question in the back of your mind. Like, well, what if we were in the same area?
Exactly. And it's like now he's reaching back out. It's been some time. I know how much I miss him.
Right. Have you been keeping tabs on him, too? Like, do you know, like, roughly what's going on in his life?
I mean, yeah, we still follow each other. I haven't blocked him or anything.
He's okay. Like, but now he, like, actually reached out to see what's going on.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's the first time that I've really heard from him because it's kind of too hard to talk, you know?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, I wish you the best in whatever you do, and if there's anything we can do, please let us know, okay?
Okay.
What is your secret or confession? 877-995-4681 to call or text 99338. Call you back from your Maryland number. John's Little Secrets on your morning show. John's Little Secret on your morning show. We got one secret you just want to tell somebody. You can tell us. Get off your chest. 877-995-4681 to call or text 99338. Call you back from a Maryland number. Fake name Melissa in the Fairfax. Good morning. What's your secret?
Well, my fiance and I decided before we got married, we were going to buckle down and finally quit smoking.
Okay.
And every time we're together, we're not smoking. We've actually started stepping up our fitness game. We're working on other hobbies, anything that takes the time away from us thinking about cigarettes. And I have to admit, when I'm not with my fiance, I tend to sneak one or two.
Oh,
my coworkers.
Okay. And okay, how about how often a week?
I haven't really been tracking, but I would say probably 5 days a week.
And now here's the real question. Do we think our fiance is doing the same thing?
I want to say no. I really hope not, because, I mean, we meant it. It's just, speaking for myself, it is just really hard.
I'm sure. No, I'm sure. It would just be a little bit like I have a rom-com if, like, he's doing the exact same thing. And, like, you both are, like, both stressed about it. No judgment here. Fake name Melissa, thank you for calling. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
I kind of wonder, too, how many fiancés are hearing this going, oh, please be my fiancé that's smoking. So we can both be on the same page. Or it's like, if it's like a diet thing where it's like, we have fast food, and it's like, oh, but we're both still doing it. So that's why we do John's Little Secret. It's like getting that out there makes you hopefully relieve, like, stress and, like, I don't know, that having that burden would suck. Because then you can't tell your friends or family because they'd be like, well, that's not fair that Jimmy's doing it and you're not. If you have one, 99338 to text. Right now, they're the most trending songs on the show. Text Montero to 99338. Maybe you want to hear Marshmello, Jub Rose.
Oh, favorite.
Leave Before You Love Me. It is really good. Very, very summery. You can text Leave to 99338. Maybe you want to hear William Eyelash, an NDA. Really, really good. You want to hear Billy? Text NDA to 99338. One gets the most votes, plays next. Everything you need, entertainment, Hollywood, celeb, sports. Rose has the entertainment report next. What are we going to talk about?
We have to talk about that Conor McGregor fight and the hospital trip afterwards.
Yeah. And then John's board game of the day. Hang on. Huge thanks to Kushi bringing sushi.
Oh my God.
They're in Pike and Rose. They brought a whole dang thing and their mystery box too of like Japanese like treats. So there's like mint Oreos, but the sushi is so good.
Have you seen those cakes? Oh, yeah. Oh,
so thanks to Kushi and Pike and Rose bringing in that sushi. Oh, it's just so good. Mm-hmm. It just once you pop, you can't stop when
it
comes to sushi. Well, even like there's a spicy roll. And I asked Eric what kind of rolls, and he said they're so sushi good. Rolls. And I said, thanks, Eric.
What kind of sushi rolls?
There's one that's got a little bit of kick to it, but it's really, really good.
Oh, you're eating spicy?
I didn't know it was spicy until I ate it.
It must be good if you like it.
It is fantastic. Thank you to Kushi for bringing in the good stuff today. Everything you need. Celeb, sports, TV, your entertainment report. Rose, what you got for us?
Oh, yes. So Britney Spears is seeking to hire her own attorney now that her court-appointed conservatorship attorney, Sam Ingham, has resigned. She's taken the first step to do so. She has reached out to a high-powered lawyer. His name is Matthew Rosengard. He's a former federal prosecutor to try to get her father, Jamie, removed as her conservator. This guy already represents several big name clients: Steven Spielberg, Sean Penn, Ben and Casey Affleck, Eddie Vedder, and more. So Hopefully this is just the first step to Britney's freedom. We're so excited for her. Dua Lipa is being sued by a paparazzi company over a photo that she posted on her social media account. We see this all the time with celebrities, and every time they get sued. So I feel like celebrities should know at this time. It's like one of these catch-22s. Like, it's a picture of yourself, so I could see, like, yeah, I'm going to post that picture, but right. at the same time, like, somebody's got to get paid for that, you know? So hopefully they can figure that out soon. She also may be releasing a new song this week. She teased a possible collaboration with the late Pop Smoke, sharing on social media, "You can't say pop without smoke," adding July 16th. So I'll keep you updated on that. And Conor McGregor lost in the first round of UFC 264 against Dustin Poirier because of a gruesome injury. I mean, when you watch this back, the replay, especially when they do it in slow motion, it literally makes your whole body just cringe. So he broke his ankle, and it wasn't anything specific that happened in the fight. It looks like he just had a weird step, and then his ankle just kind of snapped. So he underwent a 3-hour surgery to fix the injury. He tweeted that he is feeling tremendous after the surgery, and doctors are confident that he'll make a full recovery. There's already talks about him wanting a rematch, which would that be the third or fourth rematch?
It'd be the fourth
between him and Dustin.
I think he's done, personally. I think so. It was weird. Like, I was at the fight. I was in Vegas at the fight, and like, there's no. I mean, it's just like when you go to a different sports game. There's no commentary in the arena. So from the primary, like, just watching, like, there's no obvious sign anything was wrong. And then, like, it was close to the end of the round. So I assumed the round
was
over.
First round, too.
Yeah. So everybody thought the round was over. But then, like, everybody came in the ring. It's like, what the hell happened? Then they showed the replay. And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
And then he gave a press conference in the ring afterwards, which was like,
oh my,
adrenaline. My prediction.
It's got to be adrenaline.
Yes.
He's already saying, like, it's an illegitimate win because it wasn't,
it's a doctor stoppage.
I can understand where.
Technically.
Yeah, it's a doctor stoppage. So, I mean, it stinks for him, but also I don't know if he's going to come back from this one. If you're looking for something to watch, The Bachelorette is on ABC tonight. Hell's Kitchen's on Fox, Below Deck Mediterranean on Bravo. You also get the Home Run Derby tonight at 8 on ESPN, which looks like it's going to be fun. And then Virgin River is number one on Netflix. Manifest, Sex Life, all trending. Same with Black Widow on Disney Plus.
Thanks, Rose.
Yeah, you're welcome.
My prediction is he fights Jake Paul next.
You think?
Uh-huh. I think at this point, he's 32 years old. He's got all the money in the world. He doesn't need UFC anymore.
I don't know if Jake Paul is going to go through with it because he said, oh, if he loses, then he doesn't deserve a fight with me or whatever. So I don't know if Jake is going to consider this a loss or if they
money
will
fam.
Fight. Like, I feel
money.
Like, yeah, I'm gonna say, like, as far as money goes, it'd be stupid if he didn't go through with the fight. But just because he's Jake Paul and he's obnoxious, he might not.
I have a new podcast with Sasa, too. I was at the fight, so kind of all the behind-the-scenes things. Check it. Go to ymsradio.com. John's board game of the day. Got the games ready to go. We'll spin the wheel. You're going to play for stuff in the office. We find out we're playing next
John's
time.
Board game of the day on your morning show. Got the list of games. You're going to win stuff in the office. And we haven't been given prizes yet, so we're going to give away pillows. We have the iHeartRadio official pillows. Game used pillows is how I'm going to, because they...
They've
been used.
Dope, though.
Yeah, they're very great. It'd be great in like a desk or like a living room, something like that. They're black, which is nice because the nice ones are downstairs. So we're going to take those. The games, if possible, we have a voting game, Family Feud, Give Me Three, WTF, a Clickbait, and Hot Seat. And let's see. Let me do the spin. Here we go.
So excited.
That sound gives me anxiety a little bit.
And Amy,
I know
too.
It
Amber
does.
Do... Give Me Three. Okay, so I have Give Me Three is a card game. I pull a card, and you have to give me three things that apply what's in the card, and then it's like 5 seconds. So, for instance, Riley, give me three ways to dispose a dead body.
Throw it in the water, bury it, burn it.
Look at that.
Wow.
Okay. So, Rose, you give me... Give me three ways to finish the sentence. I need a drink to forget that. Blank.
Memory. I need a drink to forget that night. I need a drink to forget that date.
Okay, that works. All right, Riley, give me three.
Oh, what?
It's kind of funny. This, letting, oh, gosh. This is your card.
Okay.
Give me three crazy things you've done for love.
Oh, God. said yes to a second engagement after he left me for the first.
Yeah.
Paid for his basic needs in life.
Mm-hmm.
And allowed him to call me a word I can't say on the air, otherwise okay. I would get fired.
Okay. Fair enough. Rose, give me three things that should be free.
Food, water, housing.
Hey, that's fair enough. All right.
Go for it.
That's how it works. If you want to play against somebody on the show, you're going to play for things we found in the office. Give me three is John's board game of the day. 877-995-4681 to call, or if you text 99338, we call you from a Maryland number. Somebody texted in, that sound is so satisfying. It can be, but for us, I think it triggers anxiety. Like that, just yeah. Like, here it comes. Like, for instance, like, give me three signs someone has a crush on you. Now, for instance, I would lose if it was me versus you. We'll play against you next.
Yeah, you would.
John's board game of the day on your morning show. It landed on Give Me Three. So I got the card with different categories to give me three things that fit. 877-995-4681. And if you beat somebody in the show, you win an iHeartRadio pillow. Very exciting. For instance, if the card was Give Me Three Signs Someone Has a Crush on You, you would beat me because I have no idea.
Clue.
No idea
they
whatsoever.
They could throw themselves so open arms at you and just, you'd be like,
she must have slipped. That's why she was on this. There is that. We go. Evan, good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, man. Who on the show do you want to play against?
Ooh, let's do Rose.
Okay, Evan versus Rose.
Okay.
Here we go. Give me, Evan, you get to go first. Give me three ways to finish the sentence. It's really disgusting to be forced to.
Oh, my gosh. It's really disgusting to be forced to use public restrooms.
Yep.
Really disgusting to be forced to. Oh, my gosh. Eat squid?
Sure. Okay, one more.
Okay.
And then, like, when you have to dig through the trash can to, like, find something that you think you threw away, but then find out you didn't need to throw away.
Fair. That is fair.
Yes.
All right, Rose, to you. Give me three ways to finish the sentence. Before I kill you, I need to show you my...
Wait.
I need to show you my... Oh, my gosh. My little friend, I need to show you my left shoe, and I need to show you my master evil plan.
Okay, I think that's all fair. Okay, Evan, back to you, sir, for the win. Okay.
Okay.
Give me three ways to finish a sentence. Behind every successful man, there is
a strong woman.
Yeah,
I like you.
behind every that's successful all we need. Man, there is. A full stomach.
Sure. Okay. And one more.
True.
Hard work.
Absolutely there is. Yes.
Yes.
Evan, congrats. You're a winner. I'm going to put you on hold. Thank you for playing John's Board Game of the Day.
Thank you. I love used pillows.
It is true. That's all we have. So that's how it is. It's a used pillow. That's Board Game of the Day. Here's Harry Styles on your morning show. Huge thanks to the folks at Polar Seltzer sponsoring my intern John's What's Next Comedy Tour. We're trying to get the $50,000 raised to the Fisher House this weekend, Arlington Draft House Saturday. You want to go to the show? You can get tickets at internjohncomedy.com. You also can donate right to the Fisher House or get merch as well, internjohncomedy.com. If you see a guy who looks like me and Bowie today, it is me. We're doing the run through at the Bay Sox Stadium for sound check and to make sure that everything's good for my dad, that he can hook up his projector for the show.
I can't wait to see it. I'm so excited.
You know, it's going to be a real hoot. But thank you to Polar Seltzer. Riley's got the three things you need to know next. Then Eric's got his question ready. Ask Riley on your morning show right now, Justin Bieber. I was lucky enough to see Mr. Bieber this weekend. I was in Vegas just for a cigar event and went to the fight. And then Justin came on stage with Diplo and did like five songs, which was dope.
So
it was very, very cool.
That's
yes. Cool. Also, speaking of Vegas, the Backstreet Boys just announced they're doing a very Backstreet Christmas. So November and December,
they're doing
like 8 dates. Tickets go on sale July 16th, Zappos Theater at Planet Hollywood. So Backstreet Boys, November and December, a very Backstreet Boys Christmas, which would be lovely.
From the city that changes the world.
Here's Riley with three things you need to know.
Keeping up everything going on in the world. Three things you need to know. What you got, Riley?
The death toll in the Surfside condominium collapse has now raised to 90, and that includes three children. The total of 217 people have now been accounted for, and 31 people are still potentially unaccounted for. Now, the video from Sunday night shows crews still laboring tirelessly, digging through the debris. They've really, like, been nonstop with this. They've only stopped a few times for safety reasons since the collapse on June 24th. And as travel amps up, so do the crazy stories in the air. So American Airlines flight 1774 from Dallas to Charlotte was delayed for 3 hours. Then, an hour into the flight, a woman started saying she needed to get off the plane. She started banging on the exit doors. It took five attendants to subdue her, and then they duct taped her to a seat. They added a piece over her mouth. The woman was then taken to a local hospital after the plane landed for evaluation. And Chipotle tried to do something nice, generosity. Last week, they did a buy one, get one free situation. They called it Friends BOGO. But many of the employees working the event said it was horrible. It led to long line times, shortages, people fighting in the stores over the BOGO thing. One person said, I've never seen food served at a lower standard at my store. And Chipotle is not like that, so that kind of sucks.
Yeah.
I'm Riley, those are the three things you need to know.
Thank you, Riley.
You're welcome.
If you missed earlier, somebody on the show had a major life announcement. Dare I say, life-changing announcement. You can watch it happen on our Instagram at YMS Radio, but we're very excited for said person at YMS Radio. Let's do this next. Ask Riley. Eric has the question printed off. You asked, she will answer. First, the weekend, Ariana, on your morning show. We started this like a week and a half ago, but ask Riley if you have a question or something you just want an opinion on, you can send Riley a DM, at Riley Couture, and we have Eric read it because it adds a little bit of theatrics to the case because he's pretty good at reading.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're great at it, Eric.
I would say top 10 readers on this show. You're in there.
Top 10.
He can't even say yes to that because he knows it's not true.
Add a little flavor to it. That's all I do.
All right, go ahead. Add your spice.
All right, Eric. So ask Riley for today. Eric, the question is...
Riley, yes. I have a coworker that is always nipping at my heels in terms of ideas. Whenever we have work meetings, she won't come up with anything new. She would just tack on to my ideas like she was part of it. You seem like a confident person in your career. So how do you handle this?
Well, first off, thanks for the compliment. I try, but I was not always the most confident of people. Like, I doubted myself for a very long time to my detriment in that sense. But... yeah, I've kind of dealt with this situation too because we work in a really competitive environment. And in the past, there was also like not a lot of women in the industry either. I mean, it's changing now, but for a long time, it was a very, very small pool. Mm-hmm. So it was like if you had a great idea, or if you were killing it in one area, you would always see somebody come clip at your heels. My advice to you is two things. One, wait. Do not share all of the things you have in the works with everybody. And I know sometimes it feels like you're not being a team player in that, but that's not necessarily true. Like if your entire life being thrives on what you put forth and what you bring to the team, I'm not saying don't be a team player, but I'm saying, you know, make those moves in silence, one. Mm-hmm. And then two, when I say wait, it's also two, because if somebody's clipping at your heels, it'll push you harder in a sense. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like they're going to nip like a little chihuahua at your ankles, and that's only going to make you run faster. So I just feel like you have to be emotionally unattached in a sense too. Like don't go off on that person. Don't let that person know that they're getting to you. I feel like you have to be calm and make those silent boss moves, because at the end of the day, they can copycat, they can tack on, but the talent stays with you. Mm-hmm. The talent is yours. You own that. They can't take that from you. So as long as you stay secure in that, right, however much you might want to go off on somebody, you're going to be okay. And it does suck. It is an ego check. It is kind of like, damn it, I came up with that. That's not cool. That's not fair. And you're just like coming around like a damn parrot. Like, I just said that. And then you want to come around and say it in a different way and act like you claimed it.
Like Eric does the hoodies jokes?
Well.
Whatever. No, I don't. I always say hoodies is a great joke. I acknowledge
but you
great
say,
joke.
But you go, oh, this is good. You say it louder. It's in case somebody wants to think it's me.
I always say hoodie said this, and then
okay, but you say it and you say it louder, Eric. So maybe going forth, you just kind of be, you know,
Hoodie wrote this.
You kind of notice that.
Was it Hoodie that wrote this? Maybe it was Hoodie that wrote this.
I just think at the end of the day, you definitely have to keep confidence within yourself that the tables will turn. Like if they get credit for some of the things that you did, at the end of the day, what's going to happen when they get put on that pedestal that, oh, I'm number one, but yet you don't know the game plan? Okay.
Yeah, this comedian Ralphie May, because I was listening to this Nate Bargatze's podcast, and he's talking about joke stealing in comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And Ralphie May, rest in peace, used to say that he didn't really care about joke stealing because he said you can take water from my well, but you don't have the source.
Yes.
Well, so it's like you can copy my joke, but you don't have the ability to make the joke. So that's where the actual thing is.
Yeah.
So.
It's like at the end of the day, when they have copied perhaps your joke or whatever, you're going to come back. You're going to be swimming in that water with a brand new boat. And they're over here with the tugboat. Like,
well, listen, tugboats can be badass. So they can pull like yachts and that kind of thing.
Yeah. You just tell that girl that's copying you. You sit there with your tugboat. I'm going to come out with my yacht. Got so, you.
Is that all that was on there?
That's
Eric?
All that was on there.
Okay.
Well, hopefully I helped.
Yes.
Which
will... Yes, you did.
If you want to do an Ask Riley, it says, but the DMs are open at Riley Couture on your morning show. If you missed like an hour and a half ago, somebody in the show made a major life announcement that changed their life forever. You can watch the announcement as it folds in dramatic fashion on our Instagram at YMS Radio. Coincidentally, our only YMS this week is Rose. If you want to see photos of Rose's weekend, you can go to onlyyms.com. The exclusive photos you only see there, hence why it's called onlyyms.com. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, these are the most trending songs on the show. 'Cause girl, you want me. She'll be at her iHeartRadio Music Festival. Cannot wait to see her perform live, too. She is amazing. Dua Lipa and Levitating. If by chance you want to hear this next, grab your phone. Text Levitating to 99338. Or maybe you want to hear Ariana.
I wanna trust me.
If you wanna hear her, you text POV to 99338. Or my personal favorite, Bella Porch and Bill the Bee. Text build to 99338. Oh, my favorite part. Cool.
This
is so good. Whoever has got the most votes will play them next. 99338 over text to a vote. Everything you need, entertainment, sports, celebs. Rose has your entertainment report next. What are we going to talk about?
Yeah, we have to talk about Ashley Olsen and her hiking gear. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, ham. And if you missed it earlier, somebody on the show had a major life announcement. If you missed who it was and what it was, you can watch the video on Instagram at YMS Radio. I'll give you a hint. It does not involve car insurance. But wouldn't that be amazing? Wouldn't that be like, hey, we decided we're going to be a Team Pepsi from now on, and we're going to be a Pepsi show. That's not it. You go to our Instagram at YMS Radio. You can now watch right there while you're doing that. Everything you need. Entertainment, Hollywood, celebrities, sports. Rose got for your entertainment report. What you got for us?
So, did you guys see the picture of Ashley Olsen hiking this weekend?
Yes, with a machete.
Yeah, so she and her boyfriend were out hiking. He shared a picture of her. She has a drink in one hand and a machete in the other. Now, to be fair, I listen to a lot of true crime podcasts. So, like, if I went hiking by myself, I'd probably carry a machete.
For sure.
She was with her boyfriend. Maybe she used it because, like, you know, sometimes there's, like, stuff in the way that you need to get out. I don't know, but it is the most bizarre, funny picture I've ever seen. I love this. But also, can you imagine, like, just being a different hiker stumbling upon Ashley Olsen with a drink and a machete? I would be a little nervous.
Just a normal day.
I just just a normal day. So there's one role that Matt Damon still regrets passing on. So he revealed that he was offered a role in Avatar, and he was also offered a 10% cut in the movie. And that movie became the highest grossing movie of all time, and he passed on it.
Damn. Yes.
So Black Widow set new pandemic box office records. It brought in $215 million and just became the largest domestic opening weekend since the pandemic began. Now, that $215 million includes international and Disney Plus Premier Access rentals. And then on the new Gossip Girl, they made a joke about Olivia Jade gaining followers after her mom, Lori Loughlin, went to prison. But Olivia took to TikTok to let everyone know that did not happen. She just like shook her head and was like, no, I didn't. And she turned the comments off so nobody can comment on it. But like, kind of makes me wonder, like, I'm sure she's gained some and lost a lot at the same time.
Oh, for sure.
Like, for sure. If you're looking for something to watch, The Bachelorette's on ABC. Hell's Kitchen is on Fox. Below Deck Mediterranean's on Bravo. Number one on Netflix right now is Virgin River. It's, I think season 3 just came out. Manifest, Sex Life, all still trending. And then, of course, Black Widow, huge on Disney Plus Premier Access.
Thanks, Rose.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Everything you need entertainment-wise, YMSradio.com, podcast up as well. Thought Showers, that was Sauce Night, kind of recapping the Vegas weekend with Bieber and McGregor and all that stuff. YMSradio.com. As we get ready for Moron Madness, the biggest moron over the weekend. No death, no hurting of animals. Going to give you a nice little boost for your Monday. It's your morning show. Billboard, baby, do it. I'm not exaggerating when I say this was like some of the best sushi I've had ever. Huge thanks to Kushi in Pike and Rose. They brought in like a whole like sampler platter and their fatty salmon. And like the, I guess it's called the mystery pack, where it's like a bunch of like Japanese like candy and food. So it's like the Japanese Oreos mint flavor and that kind of thing. Oh, so thanks to Kushi, K-U-S-S-H-I, Pike and Rose, bringing the good sushi today. We appreciate you. As we get to Moron Madness, biggest morons, more over the weekend. Riley, your story involves what?
False eyelashes, getting your arrested.
All right. Rose, your story involves what?
Not wanting to get pulled over, so you call 911 to do this.
Mine involves a cop having to do this on somebody when he was pulled over. More on Madness next in your morning show. If you missed anything today, maybe it was the major life announcement from somebody on the show, or maybe it was War of the Roses or John's Little Secret. There's a lot today. It was a jam-packed Monday. You don't feel like you're like, oh, don't have FOMO, because you can listen to the podcast and get caught up on everything. All you do, search your morning show on demand wherever you get your podcast. You can fast forward, you can rewind, do all dang things. It's all right there. As we bring you Moron Madness, biggest moron from over the weekend, there's no death, no hurting of animals. Riley, what you got for yours?
Gotta admit, this one's kind of right up my alley. So when you hear of a bust at U.S. Customs and Border Protection, you don't really think of anything other than maybe drugs, maybe weapons, right? Well, a recent bust at New Orleans International Airport captured 3,000 pairs of false eyelashes coming into the country. Apparently, those lashes weren't approved by the FDA, so they weren't labeled with a distributor or manufacturer, and they were saying that they were particularly large because false eyelashes are often seized in New Orleans. I didn't really realize that.
I guess I didn't either.
But I'm glad they're protecting our eyelashes.
Mine are all natural, baby. Mm, no,
it's not
big.
Fair.
My grandma used to say, God wasted eyelashes on a boy. Yep. So take that,
true.
Everybody. All right, Rose, what you got for yours?
So a man wanted to distract cops from pulling him over in Ohio. So he decided, you know what? Great idea. Let's distract him by calling 911 and falsely reporting a shooting a few blocks away. So the man was behind the wheel despite having a suspended driver's license and a vehicle with expired plates. So obviously he would have gotten a lot of trouble to begin with. This man has been arrested for making false claims.
Yeah.
So that escalated pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm. Mine, also for Ohio. This Ohio State Patrol officer pulled over. They showed the dash cam footage. I think, again, more police stations need Facebook pages because this is why it's so good. This guy apparently was driving, got pulled over. He decided to swallow his bag of weed, which is like not a good thing. Ooh. He started choking, so the police had given the Heimlich maneuver. Thank God, like, officer knew how to do it.
Yeah.
So he's okay.
Yeah.
But like, also kind of hard to be like, how'd that get there? How'd that bag get in my esophagi? He is fine.
Oh, so weird.
He has been charged. It's more Madness in the Morning Show. Again, if you missed the major life announcement from somebody on the show, the video is up on our Instagram at YMS Radio.
If I miss it on the show, I download the podcast.
Your Morning Show with John, Riley, and Rose.